Here's something interesting you may have overlooked about yesterday's elections. In Detroit, where unemployment is at Great Depression-era levels, the voters were asked to approve a $500 million bond proposal for building new schools. The city's largest newspaper, the Detroit Free Press, editorialized against the school bond proposal, saying there was no guarantee the money would be spent wisely. You might have thought that was the end of that. After all, the one thing everybody seems to accept as a given is that raising taxes is the one thing you cannot ask voters to do. That's certainly how the legislature and the governor think. For the last year, we've watched as Lansing made major cuts in important programs rather than ask us to pay for them. And our lawmakers would clearly rather do anything rather than make the decision to raise taxes on their own. But guess what? The voters of Detroit approved the $500 million for their schools by almost a 2-to-1 margin. They willingly agreed to tax themselves until the year 2039 for this. Even in their current wretched state, Detroiters were willing to make sacrifices to take a chance on building a future. Now let me tell you about my little city, which is called Huntington Woods. Huntington Woods is far better off than Detroit. We've foreclosed houses all over the place, and people have lost their jobs. Additionally, some of our roads need resurfacing. We don't have many giant potholes, but we have some rough surfaces and crumbling curbs. Our leaders asked us to tax ourselves by an extra $7.5 million to fix the roads. That's a fair chunk of change, given that we have fewer than 6,000 people. Guess what? 85% of us voted for higher taxes. Now, if they just put something on the ballot saying, "Would you like your taxes to be raised?" my guess is that 95% of us would have voted either no or hell no. But when it was clear what the money was going to be spent for, we were willing to pony up. Maybe the politicians in Lansing ought to look at these results and reconsider eliminating the Michigan Promise tuition scholarships. They're designed to help mostly middle-class Michigan kids aim at a brighter future. Maybe the politicians in Lansing ought to consider giving us an alternative before imposing crippling cuts on the public schools. They cut Little Harper Woods by nearly $600 a student. Thanks to the school funding system called Proposal A, Harper Woods voters aren't allowed to tax themselves to make up that money, even if they want to. It seems to me that's wrong. If Detroiters can tax themselves to build schools, we should let people tax themselves to pay teachers. Detroiters are betting that if they build it, meaning better schools, students will come. I'm betting that if voters can see what their dollars are going for and the expenses for something they want, they'll be more than willing to pay more taxes. That's what we saw happening yesterday. I wonder if those in charge of our statewide interests, especially Dr. No himself, Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop, are paying attention.